Chapter 25 Advent Movement Illustrated. I saw a number of companies who seemed to be bound together by cords. Many in these companies were in total darkness. Their eyes were directed downward to the earth, and there seemed to be no connection between them and Jesus. I saw individuals scattered through these different companies whose countenances looked light, and whose eyes were raised upward to heaven. Beams of light from Jesus, like rays of light from the sun, were imparted to them. An angel bid me look carefully, and I saw an angel watching over every one of those who had a ray of light, while evil angels surrounded those who were in darkness. I heard the voice of an angel cry, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come." A glorious light rested down upon these companies to enlighten all who would receive it. Some of those who were in darkness received the light and rejoiced, while others resisted the light from heaven and said that it was deception to lead them astray. The light passed away from them, and they were left in darkness. Those who had received the light from Jesus joyfully cherished the increase of precious light which was shed upon them. Their faces lighted up and beamed with holy joy, while their gaze was directed upward to Jesus with intense interest, and their voices were heard in harmony with the voice of the angel, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come." As they raised this cry, I saw those who were in darkness thrusting them with side and with shoulder. Then many of those who cherished the sacred light broke the cords which confined them and stood out separate from those companies. And as many were breaking the cords which bound them, men belonging to these different companies, who were revered by them, passed through the companies, and some with pleasing words, and others with wrathful looks and threatening gestures, fastened the cords which were weakening, and were constantly saying, "God is with us. We stand in the light. We have the truth." I inquired who these men were. I was told that they were ministers and leading men who had rejected the light themselves and were unwilling that others should receive it. I saw those who cherished the light looking with interest and ardent desire upward, expecting Jesus to come and take them to Himself. Soon a cloud passed over those who rejoiced in the light, and their faces looked sorrowful. I inquired the cause of this cloud. I was shown that it was their disappointment. The time when they expected their Savior had passed, and Jesus had not come. Discouragement settled upon them, and those men I had before noticed, the ministers and leading men, rejoiced. Those who had rejected the light triumphed greatly, while Satan and his evil angels also exulted around them. Then I heard the voice of another angel saying, "Babylon is fallen, is fallen." A light shone upon those desponding ones, and with ardent desires for His appearing, they again fixed their eyes upon Jesus. Then I saw a number of angels conversing with a second angel who had cried, "Babylon is fallen, is fallen." And these angels raised their voices with the second angel and cried, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet Him." The musical voices of these angels seemed to reach everywhere. An exceeding